feeling.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我不知道我们中间有多少人，今天你是带着真的是带着一个渴慕的心说，主啊，我今天来要来听你向我说话。
I don't know how many of you come today with an open heart that says, "Here, Lord, I'm here to listen to your word."
如果你每次来到圣殿中的时候，你就是想说，哎呀，我来看看我的朋友、老朋友，而且我或许来听一个讲员讲道。
If you only come with the idea that I'm only coming to see my friend or just to listen to a particular speaker,
你可能会常常会很失望。
And you will be very disappointed many times.
求神恩待我们，开我们的眼睛。
We ask God to open our eyes.
尤其是心里面的那个眼睛。
Especially the eyes that is in our spirit.
不只是我耳朵听到，我眼睛看到，我的心里面那个灵眼要能够被主摸到。
It's not just that our eyes are open, our ears are open physically, but more importantly, the spirit inside us that is are being opened.
求神真的怜悯我们，他越过他的仆人的软弱，说出他没有说的话。
And let's ask the Lord to know our weakness and to know that the words that we are willing to say, but they cannot be said.
这一趟我在外面有两个礼拜的时间。
I was not in the country for 2 weeks.
处理了很多的事情。
And I have to handle so many matters.
虽然已经回来3-4天了。
And I have been home for 3-4 days.
可是为了今天的信息，我知道我一直没有办法准备好。
And I know that I cannot really fully prepare for today's message.
所以，请我们一起来仰望主的恩典。
And we have to give trust in God for His grace.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你知道你仆人的软弱。
Lord, you know the weakness in your servant.
你给他这个负担要讲这个题目。
You know the burden that you have given upon him.
可是我自己知道我自己还在学习的阶段。
And I know that I am still in the process of learning.
求主你让我不说一些理论高言大志。
God, please let me not use just flourish words to talk about non-essential things.
你用着我里面到什么光景就说什么样的话。
Please use the whatever I feel inside to be said.
而且有很多观念，或许我自己也还是不太清楚的。
There may be a lot of ideas that I'm not fully understood myself.
但是我相信你的圣灵要在每一个人的心里面来做工作。
But I fully trust that your spirit will work in each of us.
尤其我们年轻的一代。
Especially the youngsters around us.
他们这一生还有许多宝贝的时光要献给你。
There's still a long way ahead the time that they need to offer it up to you.
或许我们这些已经进入中年的人。
Maybe the ones that we are in our middle age.
我们还有时间来赶上我们以前所没有做到的。
And we still have to run after the ones that we have not accomplished yet.
甚至我们中间年老的人。
And for the elderly.
你真是开我们的眼睛，让我们看到我们在你面前仍然有价值。
Please open their eyes to know that they are still worthy in you.
我们只要愿意侍奉你，愿意追求你，永远不会太晚。
As long as we have a willing heart to serve you, it's never too late.
不让我们中撒旦的诡计。
And let's not trap into the devil's scheme.
让我们这一生全家都能够来侍奉。
And let our life and our whole family be an offering to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ.
Amen. 今天的题目叫做基督十字架的仇敌。
Today the message is an enemy of the cross of Christ.
什么是基督十字架的仇敌
？What are the enemies of Christ？
哎，仇敌有很多。
There are many enemies。
我们都知道，打仗的时候，两个国家要打仗的时候，我们称对方是仇敌。
And when two countries when they went into battles, they called each other enemies。
或者有人老是来找我的麻烦，跟我作对，我认为他是我的仇敌。
Or if somebody keeps coming to pick on us, we call them our enemies as well.
那什么是基督十字架的仇敌？
But then what are the enemies of the cross of Christ?
那很明显的，这个仇敌就是跟着基督耶稣跟他的十字架所要达成的救恩来作对的。
Evidently, this enemy is in direct conflict with Christ on the cross.
而这种仇敌他会用什么样的形态来出现？
And all these enemies, how would they appear in us?
如果魔鬼撒旦他每次都是用那个很可怕的样子来威胁你，你一眼就看出来。
If they appear to us in a very frightening manner, it is very easily detected.
可是最可怕的是，圣经告诉我们说，撒旦常常装作光明的天使。
More fearfully, if they disguise as angels with lies.
他会用很多的诡计让你中了他的陷阱。
And they will come up with different kinds of schemes to trap you.
你离开了神的救恩。
But you will walk away from God's salvation.
神拯救我们，他要在我们身上有一个目的。
God save us with a purpose.
可是撒旦他会用一些谎言让我们偏离这个方向。
But the devil often all the time will use different kind of lies to get us away from him.
所以我今天的信息就是要来拆穿这个诡计。
Okay, today we are going to destroy this trap of schemes.
让我们看到撒旦他有，可是可以他用一些诱惑我们的一些观念，使我们不好好的来侍奉神。
And he will use different kinds of ideas to take us away from Christ and not to serve him.
所以保罗他劝勉我们说，我们要穿戴神所赐的全副的军装。
That's why Paul advised us that we have to put ourselves in armors.
我们才能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
That we can fight against the devil.
而我们知道，我们不是与那个属血气的征战，我们乃是与那个属灵气的来征战。
We are not fighting with flesh and blood, but the spiritual ones.
好，那我们知道了，撒旦很明显的他是十字架的仇敌。
And we definitely know that the devil is the enemy of the cross of Christ.
可是你有没有想过，保罗他也说到很多的人，他们是十字架的仇敌。
But Paul also mentioned that many of us live as enemy of God as well.
我们来看腓立比书第三章十八到二十节。
Let's look at Philippians.
这一段话里面讲到说，有许多人的行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And he says here that many live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
就是说，这些人他做什么事会成为十字架的仇敌呢？
What do they do that makes them become the enemies?
他们以自己的肚腹为神。
Their God is their stomach.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And their glory is in their shame.
他们专门以地上的事为念。
Their mind is on earthly things.
哇、wow, ，如果这样的情况就表示是十字架的仇敌的话
，If this is what means to be enemy of Christ，
那我们都有可能落在这样的光景里面。
And we all, one way or the other, be fallen into this.
如果你什么时候专门的、一心的，就是以这个地上短暂的事情为念。
Whenever your mind is on these temporary earthly things,
我们所追求的就是要填满我的肚腹，我的满足，我的身体的需要。
We are always looking after to seek to fill our stomach.
而且甚至有时候以那些可耻的、不道德的事为夸耀的话。
Or even not be shameful about the.
如果以这些事情为夸耀，那么我们不但失去了见证，我们拦阻了人来得到十字架的救恩。
If we are being proud of this shameful situation, and that will hinder us to come before the cross.
所以这样的人是十字架的仇敌。
And these people are the enemies of the cross.
还有怎么样是十字架的仇敌呢？
Who else or what else?
罗马书第八章七节到第八节这样告诉我们。
And in Romans chapter 8:7-8.
他说：“原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇。”
The sinful mind is hostile to God.
你看，体贴肉体，这讲到我里面的光景。
That means it's talking about the inside of us.
我里面那个欲望、自私，我都常常顺着那个情欲来走，这是与神为敌。
The selfish desire that is inside us, we are following our sinful nature rather than God.
我不愿意顺服圣灵的纠正指导。
We are not willing to submit into the spiritual guidance.
这样的人不能讨神的喜欢。
And these people, they do not please God.
还有仇敌用什么样的方式出现呢？
How else do the enemies appear?
在雅各书第四章第四节这样说的。
In James chapter 4, verses 4.
他说：“你们这些淫乱的人啊，你岂不知道与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗
？”You adulterous people, don't you know that friendships with the world is hatred toward God?
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。
Anyone who chooses to be a friend with the world becomes an enemy of God.
什么叫做与世俗为友呢？
What is to be friends with the world?
就是跟着这个世界上的价值观跑。
That is conforming to the value of the world.
哦，人家觉得说要有权有势才是幸福。
And if people think that if they have wealth and they have power, that means they are successful.
那我就尽我的全力去满足，去追求这样的一个价值观。
And I spend my whole life and energy going after that.
这是与神为敌。
And this is an enemy of God.
因为神来要救我们的目的，不是要我们把我们的全部的精力摆在这地上短暂的事物里面。
That God does not mean to save us to put our energy on these earthly things.
而且这里讲到与世俗为友，就是你认同很多世界上的观念。
To be friendship with the world, that means you agree with the value of the world.
哦，一个男人在外面，就是见一个爱一个，那有什么不对呢？
What's wrong with a man when he has a wife at home but he still go after other women?
你看很多电影明星都这样做，很多政治人物都这样做，我这样稍微的做一点，我只要不跟他黏在一起，就不会有什么错啊。
We can all see that the politicians or the movie stars, they all do that, and what's not right with that?
这圣经告诉我们说，这是与神为敌。
And this is an enemy of God.
这一次我在台湾的时候，我有一个机会，中午的时候，我跟一个年轻人在一起吃饭。
And when I was in Taiwan, I have lunch with a young person.
他曾经来过我们中间，在那一次来过的时候，正好我传信息，他举手决志了。
Okay, he was here one time when I was giving a message, and he raised his hand to accept God.
好几年不见，所以我机会跟他联络上，我关心他怎么样。
A few years later, I just catch up with him and see how he's doing.
他说我回来以后，我觉得我也参加一些教会的活动，可是我觉得有许多观念我不能接受。
And he said, I came back here and I attend churches, but a lot of the ideas I cannot accept.
他说了两件事情他不能接受。
And he has mentioned two things.
第一个，他说我参加一些教会的时候，我发现他们在里面的唱歌跳舞比我们这些在外面的人还嗨，他说。
He said in the church that they sing and dance, they are even more participate than us.
他说我热到我都在里面我都受不了了。
He said it was so hot that he can't stand inside the church.
我不知道这是我不知道他形容的那个嗨会嗨到什么地步，不过我知道这个人已经是够嗨的了。
I'm not quite sure what does he mean by high, but I know he's high.
有很多的观念做法，有时候教会里面跟外面的人有时候也没什么两样。
Okay, a lot of the ideas that's being done in the church and outside, there's no difference.
这时我想起来我曾经受托付去也是去见一位姊妹。
And I was asked to see a sister.
当我不认识她，我们在一起吃饭的时候，她有朋友在旁边。
I don't really know her, but she has friends with her.
所以我们吃饭的时候，我就听到他们两个人在那边讲话，讲到因为这两个太太，他们的先生都在大陆做生意。
Okay. During the meal, these two wives, they were talking, and their husbands are working in China.
他们讲了很多买股票、投资，甚至唱卡拉 OK 的事。
They talk about investment in stock and sing in karaoke's.
可是，并不是说这些事情本身是很平常，我们在日常生活中也会看到许多人做的。
And we have seen this a lot of people doing it. It's nothing surprising about it.
可是，当他们在谈论的时候，我发现他们的那个内容里面、他们的做法、他们的观念里面，实在有很多不合圣经的思想。
It's the way they talk and to express about it that is not in coordination with the Bible.
可是当快要结束的时候，其中有一个姊妹突然这样说。
Towards the end of the meal, one of the sisters said.
她说我要赶快回去了，因为我明天要带我们的敬拜小组。
I have to go home because tomorrow I need to lead the worship group.
我的心里面真的有一个叹息。
And I feel very sad inside.
很多的基督徒，他们不知不觉被这个世俗的观念侵蚀到我们里面，我们还在敬拜神。
And not know, unknowingly, a lot of Christians, we let this world's idea get into us, and we are still at the same time worshiping God.
我们有很多生活的见证跟世人完全没有分别。
And a lot of our daily witnesses and with other people, it's no difference.
这是与神为敌。
This is the enemy of God.
刚刚我提到这位年轻人说，第二个方面他不能够接受到教会的是什么呢？
And the young man that I mentioned, the second thing that he could not accept.
他说。教会为什么要 不可以让我容许我跟别的人在婚前我们就住在一起发生关系？
Why can the church not accept that I live with a girlfriend before marriage?
他说像你们这样，他指着我，你们这些三十年前、二十年前以前观念都已经老掉牙了。
And he pointed at me and said, "All these ideas from you guys 30 years ago, they are way too old."
今天我也看到我很多的基督徒朋友，他们都在做这样的事情呢。
And I can see that a lot of my Christian friends, that's what they are doing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me remind you: when we have the friendship with the world, that it is an enemy of God.
撒旦用着许多错误的观念来败坏我们的身体。
The devil uses a lot of wrong values that can destroy us.
约翰一书第二章十五到十七节这样说的。
First John chapter 2:15-17.
他说：“不要爱世界和世界上的事。”
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
For everything in the world, the cravings of the world, the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，老约翰他说。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And in here, when John, in his old age, has stressed that when we love the world, then the love for Father is not in him.
你要记得，我们的神是一个忌邪的神。
Please remember, our God is a jealous God.
神很嫉妒啊，他嫉妒我们的心偏向别的东西。
He is very jealous that if our heart is not on him.
因为在真正的爱，他把他的爱子，他把他的生命舍了，就是把我们救赎回来。
For his true love, his real love is to give up his son and to save us.
他希望我们的心能够归向他，过一个圣洁的生活。
He wants our heart to long for him and live a holy.
因为那个不只是要彰显他的荣耀，是为着我们这个被造的人的好处。
This is not only to glorify his name, but this is a good thing for us.
像那个年轻人刚刚问我，他说为什么不可以？
And like the young man who asked me why I can't do that.
我跟别人发生一点性行为，我只要不陷在里面，有什么不可以？
If I have a relationship with somebody else, but I'm not involved, what's wrong?
我告诉他说，你不知道神造你的那个，你应该是样一个什么样的光景？
You do not truly understand why God created you and what you should have.
当一个人的肉体跟别人发生关系很亲密的关系的时候。
When we have a close relationship with somebody,
他的魂跟灵里面都已经连接在一起了，你知道吗？
And their mind and thought are closely related.
你不要以为我只是跟他发生肉体的关系，可是我的心思感情我可以跟他很容易的切断。
It's not necessarily just that it's just a physical relationship because the mind and the thought are bound with it.
神造我们的时候，他就是给我们这样一个设计。
When God create us, this is what He has in mind.
真正亲密的关系只能够在夫妻里面发生。
A close relationship is only for the wife and husband.
只有在夫妻的真挚的爱里面受到神的保护，你们可以有心灵里面的合一。
And with this love between the husband and wife that will be protected by God, and so they will be unified.
你以为在婚姻外面的关系随便来一下子就过了就没事了？
Don't ever think that outside your marriage, if there's a relationship, it has no hindrance to your.
你看看这个社会上面的新闻，有很多的关系，他们会将来会发生这种凶杀、记恨、仇恨。 都是因为发生了这些婚外情的关系。
And we can see from the news that a lot of the tragic events like murder and killings, they are from these external marital affairs.
所以我们看到十字架的仇敌用许多不同的方式出现。
And once again, I want to stress that the enemy of the Christ of
他甚至会用着我们要遵行律法，我们觉得说我可以靠我自己的力量来讨神的喜欢。
Even to a point that it makes us think that as long as we follow the Lord, we can make God happy.
加拉太书第二章二十一节里面说到，如果人的义，如果这个义是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 21, it says, if the righteousness is gained through the law, then Christ died for no reason.
如果我们可以靠人自己做好的话，基督就不要来世上为我们来成就。
If we can all do it by ourselves, we don't need Christ here.
所以十字架的仇敌出现有很多不同的方式。
And he appears in many different ways.
刚刚我们看到的约翰一书第二章讲到爱世界和世界上的事，事实上就可以给我们简单的一个定义。
And we can see in 1 John chapter 2 is to love the world and the things in the world.
那里说到肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
It has mentioned the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does.
这个就包括了我们与世俗为友，还有我们体贴肉体等等的意义在里面。
It included that to be friends with the world and that we have our sinful nature.
什么叫做爱世界和世界上的事呢？
What is to love the world and all the things in the world?
圣经上对于世界这一个词，它有许多有几种不同的意义。
In the Bible, there are different definitions to the world.
所以你甚至在英文的圣经里面，你看 world 这个字体，它也指的不同的事情。
Even in the English word, world can mean different things.
它可以指的是人说的。
It can be people.
它可以指的神所创造的宇宙万物说的，
and it can mean the universe with everything in it.
也可以指的人堕落以后以自己为中心的那种思想本质，叫做爱世界。
It can also mean that the selfish, self-centered human nature after man has fallen.
所以我们这里讲到说，爱世界和世界上的事是神的仇敌。
That's why we want to say, love the world and the things in it is an enemy of God.
他的意思就是说，我们如果把我们的眼目摆在我们满足我们肉体的需要，
if our eyes is only focused on to satisfy our nature,
追求地上的满足，
to seek after the satisfaction of all things,
使我们失去了永恒的眼光，
and we don't have our eyes focused on the,
那这就是拦阻了十字架，基督的十字架在我们身上要有的工作。
And these act as an obstacle that the cross in us that Christ wants to achieve in us.
每一个人在生活的经验里面，我们都会受爱世界和爱世界上的事的影响。
In a lot of us, our experience will be affected by love the world and all the things in the world.
我们都有很多的试探挣扎。
We have a lot of struggles and temptations.
像保罗在罗马书第七章里面说到。
In Roman chapter 7, Paul said,
我想要做的我做不到。
The things that I want to do, I cannot do.
我不想做的我要做到。
The things that I cannot do, I do.
我们每天生活里面，包括你个人独处的时候，有很多的情欲的事情，有时候会来引诱你。
And every day, just by ourselves alone, we are being tempted in many different ways.
保罗很清楚告诉我们，什么时候我们体贴肉体，我们就是死。
Paul reminds us that every time we are, our sinful nature is to us, then we are enemy.
而我们什么时候我们体贴圣灵、顺服圣灵的时候，我们就可以有生命平安。
And the spirit that's controlled by the spirit, then we will have peace and blessing.
圣经中有许多属灵的伟人。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of characters that who are very spiritual.
像亚伯拉罕。
Like Abraham.
他虽然称为信心之父。
He's the father of faith.
他也有过因着自己的肉体的软弱去跑去投靠埃及。
And because of at the time of weakness, he has gone to Egypt.
他也为着自己好像一直没有不知道什么时候可以生儿子，他就娶了夏甲为妻。
And because he couldn't wait for God's time, that he has taken a second wife, Hagar.
大卫 他虽然有很多十字架的经历，
Even David, he has the experience of the cross.
可是他也会因着眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲而失败。
And because of the craving of his sinful nature and the lust of his eyes, and he failed as well.
我刚刚提到了亚伯拉罕、大卫，他在圣经上，我们看到他们都是很有成就、很有钱的人。
And we can, based on the Bible, we can see that Abraham and David, they are very successful and wealthy.
你知道亚伯拉罕圣经上圣经里面说到，他家里面有318个勇士。
In Abraham's family, he has 318 soldiers.
他这只是还不包括这些人的眷属啊，那你把他们的 family 都算在他家里，可能要养1000个人。
And that does not include his family members. If all count into it, it might be over 1,000.
可是我们如果用刚刚我们讲的这个爱世界和世界上的事的定义来讲的话，亚伯拉罕拥有了这么多财富，跟大卫王一样，可是他还是有时候会落在这样的失败里头。
Even as Abraham, as wealthy and rich he is, he has everything in possession, but he still can fall in the trap.
那你说，那可能穷人比较不容易落在这个爱世界和爱世界上的事情。
Then on the contrast, we may argue that the poor people may not fall in the trap.
我想穷人可能更啊。也不能讲更啊，其实穷人跟富人一样，只要你心里面你是为着那些满足自己肉体的满足的时候，你都会落在同样的光景。
And I believe there is no difference between the rich or the poor. It is the attitude that we have inside ourselves that will lead us to the trap being an enemy of Christ.
你有没有听过说连乞丐讨饭，乞丐中间都还有骄傲存在？
Have you ever heard of that? There are pride among the beggars.
哎，这个乞丐呢，他讨回来，他找不到什么东西。那你比较厉害的乞丐就跟他讲，我今天你看我一下讨这么多。
And they do compare among themselves that today I have more than you do.
今生的骄傲。
This is our pride.
要人肯定。
And we ask for people's approval.
不在乎我们的环境是怎么样。
It's not because of our situations.
而是在我们的心态是怎么样。
It's the feeling that we have inside.
保罗他说到，我可以知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富。
Paul said, I know when I'm in need and when I have plenty.
他的秘诀在哪里？
Where is his secret?
他说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And for the one who gave me the strength, I can overcome.
我不论处在什么样的情况，我都可以知足。
I am content in any and every situation.
保罗有很穷的时候。
He has been poor.
可是他也有受别人供应很丰富的时候。
And he has been served by other people as well.
可是他很清楚知道撒旦的诡计。
He knows very well the scheme from the devil.
我们不谈保罗好了。
Let's not talk about Paul.
我们谈耶稣。
Let's talk about Jesus.
你的观念里面，耶稣是很穷的吗？
Do you believe that Jesus was very poor?
你认为耶稣是很穷，一直都过很穷生活的人，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you thought Jesus was very poor.
哎，不要害怕，怎么都认为他很富啊？那你告诉我他富在哪里？ OK， 请放下。
Okay. All right, who thinks that he is rich?
我们想说，真的，圣经上面讲说他没有家型美容，对不对？
Yes, the Bible said that he is not handsome.
他生的地方是马槽里，对不对？
He was born in a manger.
我们中间，我相信没有一个人的生的地方比耶稣更糟糕的。
I don't believe that any of us was born in a worse place than Jesus.
而且他自己说到，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子怎么样？没有枕头的地方。
And he said the bird has the nest and the wolf has a cave, but he has not a place that call his own.
所以我们想说，耶稣是真正的无产阶级。
Is he really no with no properties?
可是耶稣真的是这样吗？
Is he really that?
你原谅我讲这，我如果用这样，可能有些人会觉得好像你真大胆，金弟兄，你这样讲。
And some of you might think, how dare you to say that?
可是我们真的细细来看看，我们来想想看，耶稣出生的不久的时候，有人来送他礼物，你知道吗？
Let's just reflect on it. After his birth, the three wise men came with gifts.
他收到了黄金、乳香跟没药。
Gold, incense, and myrrh.
哇，那个东西不是一般人买得起的。
At the time, they are priceless.
我们再看看耶稣后来传道的时候，那十二个跟随他的人，他们吃饭的问题怎么解决？
And in later on in his life, when he was preaching the gospel, and there was 12 disciples, how did they manage their everyday food?
你有没有想到，或许到晚上，耶稣说，你们一个人拿个碗出去，到时候通通拿回来，替我拿一点东西回来。
Have you all ever thought that Jesus would tell them that go with a bowl and see how much you can bag?
圣经上说，有许多尊贵的妇女。他们来供应耶稣的需要，对不对？
The Bible has mentioned that a lot of noble women has received them and served them.
你想想看，这个侍奉的团队如果没有钱的话，为什么要有一个人来管财啊？
Well, let's think. If they do not have the money, why do they need somebody to manage the finance?
有没有他们这十二个人里面有一个人是管钱的？是谁啊？
Who's among the 12 that who manage the finance?
所以我想他们经济情况恐怕有时候也不是太差。
And I think they're not too bad at all.
而且耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他的衣服有人还要分呢、啊。
Yeah, when he was on the cross, even the soldiers cast lot to divide up his clothes.
所以我们看到耶稣的整个生平的形象里面，他是很穷的时候。
Maybe when he was poor.
可是有时候他也有很丰富的供应。
But he has a lot of abundance provisions.
可是他没有因为这些他违背了父神的旨意。
Not because of that he has ever went against the Father's will.
当人要让他来做王的时候，
when everybody was raising him to be king,
他马上就可以享受那些人的尊敬、荣华富贵。
He can right at that moment enjoy all the glory and the wealth.
甚至撒旦在一开始试探他的时候，就说：“你只要拜我，我可以把这天上的荣华富贵都给你。”
Even when the devil tempted him, he said, "If you bow down to me, I can give all this splendor and glory."
我们感谢神，我们耶稣他没有中了撒旦的诡计。
We thank God that Jesus Christ did not fall into his scheme.
他知道他有一天要得到荣耀。
He knows that he will get his glory one day.
可是必须经过十字架的道路。
But he has to go through the path of the cross.
他并没有靠自己，因着自己肉体上面的这些的需要受试探而失败。
He did not fail because of the temptation.
今天我们受这个物质还有各方面的资讯的引诱太大了。
And nowadays we have been tempted by the materials and the technology and communication all into us.
一不小心我们就会落入这个爱世界的这个陷阱里
面。When we are not careful, we will fall into loving this world.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我接下来要跟弟兄姊妹们就很简单的来看我们怎么对付这样的事。
And now let's look at how we can overcome this and in what way.
首先我们要先明白你去爱世界跟爱世界上是会有什么样的后果。
We have to understand what are the consequences of to love the world and the things in the world.
然后我们再来看圣经里面有没有给我们指出我们怎么得胜。
And we want to go look at the Bible to see how we can overcome that.
我刚刚说过，爱世界和世界上的事，它的定义就是受这个肉体情欲的影响，我们去追求那个世上的满足。
We have defined that to love the world and the things of the world is that we run after this world's satisfaction.
就是我们被错误的价值观来驱使我们。
We were driven by the false value.
一直往那个错误的方向去奔跑。
And we run at the wrong direction.
父母因为要养家追求事业有什么不对？
What's wrong if the family, the father and mother, if they have to take care of the family and they focus on their work, what's wrong with that?
我们想要给我们的子女最好的供应有什么不对？
If we want to provide the best for our children, what's wrong?
我听到一个这样的一个见证。
I heard one of this testimony.
有一对父母他们很会赚钱。
And there was a couple, they know how to make money.
而且听说他们赚钱最快乐的时候还不是因为他会赚钱。
Not because they, when they are happy, not because they can make money.
你知道，能会赚钱的人应该感觉很爽哈。 很舒服啊！我有这个赚钱的能力。
We should be very proud and happy that if I have this ability to make money, I should be very happy.
可是这一对父母常常在人面前会想说：“我如果是能够赚那种歪哥的钱，那我更高兴。就是那个歪，我用一些不正当的、稍微歪一点的手段能赚到钱，那个更舒服。”
Okay, and what they want is they will be even happier if they can use a different way of making money, not the proper.
这一对父母他们为了赚钱他们就把儿女摆在美国
well, because they have to make money they put their children in the States
丈夫长期在亚洲来做生意
the husband is often a lot of times is in Asia
可是这个太太呢这个妈妈呢她其实她赚钱的本领 比丈夫也不差
Even the mother, the ability that she can make money is no less than the husband.
可是为了要顾这个孩子，所以她就只好妈妈来做这个空中飞人。
Okay, because the mother needs to take care of the children, she's the one who's flying back and forth.
一方面要照顾孩子，另一方面又要去看住丈夫。
Okay, at one place she needs to take care of children, and another place he has to keep an eye on the husband.
所以这个孩子们，他可以得到很多丰富的物质的供应。
All these children, they are provided with a lot of material things.
刚刚可以拿到驾驶执照的时候，他在当时就发了，就可以买了一部汽车，是5-6万块钱的新车。
As soon as they get their driver license, they can have a car that costs to 50,000 to 60,000.
因为父母他有本事，有这个钱可以供应他的孩子的需要。
Because the parents has the ability to give them that money.
可是后来发生了一件事情。
Later on, something happened.
因为父母跟孩子中间长期没有这样子关系的亲密的在一起生活的缘故。
Because of the in the long run, there was not a bonding between the parents and the children.
很多的时候，这个孩子身上发生了什么事情，父母不谅解、不理解。
A lot of things when it happened on the child, the parents did not understand.
这孩子里面也有许多成长里面的那个痛苦。
And when At the times of growing up, there was a lot of struggling in the child.
父母可以给他预备很大的房子。
And the parent can prepare a big house for him.
大部分的时间就是一个管家跟这个孩子还有一两只狗住在一起。
But a lot of times it's only a housekeeper and two dogs.
父母常常告诉孩子说：“你还要什么呢？我给你预备了这么多环境，你还有什么不满足的呢？”
The parent keep asking the child, "What else do you want?"
可是这个孩子他清楚地看到他这一辈子再能干他将来的成就世界上的成就不可能超过他的父母
And the child realized no matter how accomplished he is he will never supersede his parents
他的爸爸妈妈花了一这么样的会赚钱可是他知道他怎么样都不可能赶上他父母
He fully understand that he will never supersede
这父母他们在商场上也有很好的名声受人的尊敬
and in the business world, they are well respected.
他知道说他就算他去读那些名校出来他也不可能像他的父母这样的在事业上有成就
even though he knows if he can go to the Ivy League school his accomplishment will never be the same as his parents
可是他看到他父母的情况是怎么样呢
but what does he see?
这些物质、权力、名位不能满足他们里面的虚空。
All this power and wealth cannot satisfy the need that is inside.
他们常常吵架。
They always fought.
吵架的时候会摔古董，摔那个明朝的瓷器。
Okay, when they fought, they threw the Ming dynasty vase. That's very expensive.
所以有一次，在他这个孩子跟父母发生争执以后。
At one point of the fighting,
这孩子就开着他那个新的车子出去了。
He drove away with the new car.
到了晚上，警察来找他们。
And at night, the police came.
因为他就用他这个全新的车，迎头往一棵大树上面撞上去。
He used the new car to crash into a tree.
因为他找不到人生的方向。
Because he has no direction in life.
如果我父母今天培养我出来进名校读学位将来就是要赚大钱成功
They said this is what my life would be. My parents raised me to go to Ivy League school, make money and be successful. Is that what life means by that?
那我将来成功了，第一个我不可能比我父母做得更好。
And I will never be as successful as my parents.
我就算做成他那样，我也不会快乐。
Even though if I can be as successful, I will not be happy.
那我活着干什么呢？
Why do I live?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？这里我就是说，你如果爱世界和爱世界上的事，你是把人往错误的方向引导去。
Do you see if you love the world and the things in the world, you are being led to a wrong direction?
儿女的眼睛是非常亮的。
And you know that your children can see very clearly.
他们在看我们的一行一动。
They are always watching us.
几个月前，我收到一位弟兄给我的一个电子邮件。
A few months ago, I received an email from a brother.
他要求我们，他要求说，你能不能为我的女儿祷告？
He requests us to pray for his daughter.
因为我知道，我认识他的女儿。这，他的女儿在大学的时候离开家，到一个名校读书。
And I knew this daughter. She went to Ivy League school for further education.
结果人家说这个女孩子在家看起来是乖乖牌，可是在外面呢，她是一个 party girl.
Okay, and people said at home she looked like she's a good girl, but when she was outside, she's a party girl.
她后来在纽约市上班。
And she started working in New York City.
她也赚很多的钱。
And she made a lot of money.
下了班以后，她仍然过她的 party girl 的生活。
Afterward, all party, every day.
后来她竟然这个女儿有一天跟爸爸说，我想出去到中国去短宣。
Out of nowhere, this daughter came to the father and said, "I would like to go on a short mission to China."
因为这一对父母，他们也常常有机会出去短宣。
Because this couple, they always went out for short missions.
所以这个父亲就非常的感动、高兴，就说：“赶快来为我的女儿祷告。”
And all of a sudden, this father was overjoyed and let's just pray for her.
几个月过后。
A few months later,
这个孩子也去了短宣。
And she went for the mission.
回来了。
Came back.
在一个场合里面，突然我看到了这个父亲。
And in a situation, I saw the father.
这父亲突然就跑到我旁边来。
He ran to me.
他说：“金弟兄，我该怎么办？”
My brother King, what should I do?
我说：“什么事啊？”
What's the matter?
他说：“关于我女儿。”
About my daughter.
我说女儿去短宣怎么样了？很好了，改变了，不做 party girl 了。
Was she changed after the short mission? She's no longer a party girl.
你知道我们曾经有一个弟兄，他的孩子在家里面挑妈妈做这个不吃，叫他洗澡不洗澡，嫌什么很难管。
Once we know there is a child at home who never listened to his mother.
结果后来有一个暑假的机会，把他送到中国去教英文，去跟人家住了两个月。
For summer, he was sent to China to teach English and live with other people.
那是好久以前，差不多十五二十年前的事情。
Close to 15 to 20 years ago.
结果说他那个回来以后，这个孩子上厕所都感谢神。
When he returned, even going to the bathroom, he thanked God.
因为他知道在那个地方有一些地方上厕所的时候，他从来没想到那样子可以算是上厕所。
Because he has experienced underprivileged people.
所以让子女们有时候去一些地方去对他们是好的。
It doesn't hurt them if they leave the home and go somewhere to experience life.
结果这个父亲告诉我什么事呢？
And the father told me.
他说他的女儿告诉他说他打算辞掉工作到中国去。
The father told me that my daughter was planning to resign from the work and go to China.
我说他去中国干嘛呢？
What for?
他说他要住到农村里面去。
She wants to live in the village.
我说不错啊。
What's wrong?
怎么不错？
How can it not be wrong?
如果你的女儿这样子，你会讲这样的话吗？
What if it were your daughter? Would you say the same?
Karen, where you go?
Karen, will you go?
当我们家老大 Cassie 她决定跟这些贫民区的孩子一天到晚活在一起的时候
When my oldest daughter Cassie decided to live with the underprivileged kids in Chicago
你以为我的心里面没有挣扎吗？
You don't think that I have struggle inside of me?
打电话给她的时候她常常累得半死
When I call her, she's often very tired.
我说你为什么这么累呢？
Why are you so tired?
她说还有五个孩子在我们家吃饭。
She said there are still five kids in my home.
他们没有父母。
They don't have parents.
Cassie 白天教书，晚上就做他们的妈妈。
Cassie in the daytime she's a teacher and at night she's the.
啊，给他们洗澡。
She has to bathe them.
我到她家的时候，她的楼梯为什么楼梯的把手上面一条都是黑的呢？
Okay, when I visit her, the railings of the steps they are all black.
因为那些孩子的颜色也是那个颜色，他就这么走，这么擦过去。
They walk up as they put their hands there and they got dirty.
可是当这个父母，他这个父亲跟我说，该糟了，他的女儿真的认真的要去那边常住了。
And when this parent, the father, told me that she was seriously thinking of living in China long term,
我就问他说，那你跟你太太怎么反应呢？
What I asked them, what were your reactions?
他说，我们就求女儿不要太认真了。
We beg her not to be so serious.
去一趟可以了。
You can just go once.
赶快回纽约上班去。
And come back to New York and go work.
我就问他说，那你女儿怎么说呢？
Then I asked her, him, what did your daughter say?
她说我女儿没有说什么。
She didn't say anything.
我就告诉她。
Then I told him.
我说孩子的眼睛是雪亮的。
Your kid can see.
我们可以说我们服侍神。
We can always say that we serve our God.
我也可以说我不爱世界。
And we can say we don't love the world.
我可以进入宣教的工厂。
And we can go into short missions.
可是你的孩子心里很清楚知道你是不是玩真的。
But your kid truly knows if you're real or not.
两个礼拜可以。
Two weeks is fine.
顶多两个月。
Maybe two months.
如果叫我一生摆在那个地方，我不会干的。
Maybe my whole life, probably not.
我也不会让我的儿女去干。
And I would not let my daughter go either.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做爱世界和世界上的事？
What is to love the world and the things in it?
为什么我说这样的事情是把人引到错误的方向？
Why do I keep saying that this will lead us into the wrong direction?
而且带来的后果远超过你能够想象的。
And the consequences is way past what we can imagine.
你的后代，你的家人，他们看得很清楚，可能一点都不羡慕你这样的生活。
Your family, your next generation, they can see and they do not envy what you have.
那我们要怎么样来胜过这些事情呢？
And how do we overcome this?
第一个，我们要知道圣经上面的真理。
And we have to know the truth in the Bible.
我们如果不认识真理的话，我们灭亡了，我们都不知道。
If we don't know the truth, we don't even know our destruction.
所以旧约里面说，我的民百姓灭亡是因为他们的无知。
In the Old Testament, it said, "My people in destruction because they were fools."
我们要有真理上面的认识。
We have to know the truth.
我们也，然后我们才有生活上有行动可以跟上。
That we can go parallel with our enemy.
我们说过，每个人里面都有爱世界和受世界上的情欲诱惑。
We have to admit that we all do love the world and the things in
it. 为什么会这样呢？
Why is it?
因为我们都承受了亚当的性情。
Because we all inherited.
因为罪从一个人入了世界。
Sin went through life with one man.
当亚当在开始他犯罪离开神的时候，他就是受了眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲的影响。
When Adam fell from sin, he was fallen in the trap of the cravings of the sinful world, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting of what he has and he can do.
他看到这个果子好吃，他吃了以后，他就可以跟神一样，能够知道善恶。
He saw that if he ate the apple, he is the same as God, and he knows good and evil.
所以当亚当失败的时候，这些罪性就临到了我们。
When he failed, all these sins.Came to us.
所以你明白吗？为什么我们今天在我们的肉体的里面，我们每一个人有时候对于这个爱世界和爱世界上的事情，我们胜不过。
Do you see why we cannot overcome, or we have no control of not to love the world and the things in it?
因为在我的老我的生命里面，我是亚当的生命。
Because the old me, we have the life of Adam.
可是圣经里面的真理又告诉我们一个好消息。
But in the Bible, the truth told us something.
就是我们要认识，我们现在是在第二个亚当的里面。
We know that we are in the second Adam.
就是耶稣基督里面。
That's Jesus Christ.
他赐下的生命有何等大的能力
？And the life that He has given us, the power that it can be with us.
他这个耶稣基督的生命不但胜过亚当的生命。
The life that Jesus gave us not only overcome the sin from Adam.
而且他胜过，更加的胜过，足足的有余。
And it is more than that; it's in abundance.
所以罗马书第五章里面，他一再的用了好几个字说，过犯不如恩赐。
And in Romans it says, the trespass is not the grace.
若是一个人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗
？For if by the trespass of one man death reigned, but for the provision and grace and gift from the righteousness through Jesus Christ is even more overflowing.
你看，耶稣基督的生命所临到的恩典，要更加倍的来盖住亚当生命给我们的性情。
The grace that is from Christ, it is double that can.Overcome and cover the sins that is we inherited from Adam.
所以我们看约翰一书第四章第四节怎么说的。
And let's look at 1 John chapter 4 verses 4.
这里说，小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
You dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
在同样的第五章第四节里面说到。凡从神生的就胜过世界。
And again in chapter 5 verses 4, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
你看到没有，在我们里面的那个生命不但胜过世界，比那世界更大。
Do you see that the life in us not only overcome, but it is greater than the world?
所以哥罗西书第三章一到四节这样说的。
In Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 4.
那里说到我们已经与耶稣基督一同复活。
It mentioned that you have been raised with Christ.
我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
We need to set our hearts and mind on things above, not on earthly things.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
基督就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？这里真理上的认识，我们里面有一个得胜的生命。
We can see that from the truth, we have a victorious life in us.
是完全的得胜有余。
And it is more than what we can have.
可以胜过这世界上的生命。
We can overcome all the things that's in us.
所有地上的这些引诱、情欲的引诱，我们是可以、绝对可以胜过它的。
All these worldly, earthly temptation, we are able to overcome them.
我们不需要一直承认我们自己，认为我自己是在亚当的性情里面。
We don't have to be always in live a life in Adam's sin.
我要用一个例子来说明这件事情。
I want to use an example to illustrate this.
有一个猎人，他有一天到山上去打猎的时候，他抓到一只小老鹰。
Okay, there was a hunter when one day when he went hunting, he caught an eagle.
他看到这只小老鹰很可爱，就带回家。
And he brought this eagle home.
那他回家的时候，他们家养了一大堆的鸡。
And in his farm, he has a lot of chickens.
鸡跟老鹰小的时候，小老鹰的时候，可能很像。
When the chicken and the eagle are small, they may look the same.
所以他就把这只小老鹰放在鸡里面一起养。
And he raised the eagle and the chickens together.
所以这只小老鹰呢，他就认为它是鸡。
And this eagle thinks that he is a chicken.
所以这些鸡每天咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜吃什么，它也跟人家吃。
And every day it follows the chicken on the earthly things.
而且有时候它还因为它体型比较大，所以它常常会赢。
Because he's bigger in size, so he will be the one in lead.
所以这只老鹰呢，越来越喜欢过鸡的生活。
And he has adapted himself to live a life as a chicken.
当他慢慢长大的时候
，as he grew,
这个猎人看看不对呀、啊，你这个是老鹰，你要学会飞呀、啊。
And the hunter realized that you are an eagle, you should know how to.
你怎么老是跟着鸡在抢这个地上的这些东西吃呢
？You are in constant fighting with the chicken for the crabs.
所以他就要训练这只老鹰。
And he wants to train this eagle.
他先把它摆到篱笆上面高一点的地方， 把上面摆一点东西，让他看吃的跟鸡不一样。
Okay, first he start pulling him on the fence, a little higher than the chicken, and see how he feed himself.
可是这老鹰每次看到鸡有东西吃了，他不要他的东西，他就跳下来跟鸡抢。
Okay, and every time the eagle see the chickens, he came down.
所以后来这个猎人说，哎，不行，给你摆到屋顶上。
And the next step, he brought him up to the housetop, the top of the house.
小老鹰呢，也会从屋顶上飞下来跟鸡抢东西吃。
And then he will come down and fight with the chickens, still.
所以这个猎人越想就是，哪一天我你这真没出息，我真的要让你认识你那个鹰的生命是什么。
Okay, then the hunter realized the eagle has to be taught with a lesson that he is an eagle, not a chicken.
所以有一天他就把这个老鹰带到山上去。
One day eventually he brought him to the mountain.
带到最高最高的山顶。
To the mountain top.
到那个山顶的时候，他往那个山下一看，看到有河流，有高山，非常的美丽。
And the eagle on top of the mountain can see that there are rivers and streams and all that underneath him.
他把那个老鹰举起来。
And he brought up the eagle.
他跟那老鹰说。
And said to the eagle.
你看看，这个才是你的范围，你生活的范围，你知道吗
？Why don't you take a look? This is what you should be, where you should be.
当他把老鹰放掉的时候。
And when he let the eagle go.
老鹰享受了他开始在天空中飞翔的生活。
And he truly enjoyed and spread his wing and the heavenly life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们这中间有好多老鹰，可是今天在过鸡的生活，你知道吗
？There are many eagles among us, but we are living like a chicken.
你有没有想过你是老鹰呢
？Do you ever think you're an eagle?
阿门不阿门？
阿门。
可是你甘愿过鸡的生活？
Are you willing to live a life as a chicken?
跟鸡抢东西吃，你都会赢。
Of course, you will win over the chicken.
因为神给你这么好的聪明智慧。
Because God gives you the talent and the wisdom.
我们很多时候我们的眼睛不在天上。
A lot of times our eyes are not looking at heaven.
我们思念地上的事。
We've thought too much of these earthly things.
那我们要怎么样才能够胜过爱世界和世界上的事呢？
And how do we truly overcome this?
很简单的一句经文，我们大家都很熟的。
And there is one scripture that we all know.
就是罗马书十二章里面第一二节里面说到，我们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
That's Romans chapter 12:1-2. We have to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
这是理所当然的。
It is undoubtedly true.
因为神用宝血把我们救了回来。
Because we were bought at a price.
他买赎我们。
He bought us with his blood.
他不要我们在效法这个地上的，去追寻这些地上的生活。
He does not want us to go after these earthly things.
我们活在世界上，我们要赚钱，我们要成功，没有错。
We live in this world. We have to make a living. We want to be successful. There's nothing wrong with it.
可是你这些成就，你是为了什么呢
？But all this success, what does that mean?
是不是这些在地上的成就就是你的满足，那就是你的目标了呢
？Are these all your satisfactions and your eventual goal?
还是当神给你这样的能力恩赐的时候，你能够把这些所得的拿来归荣耀给神
？Do you always think that what God has given you and you will offer to God to glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹，我巴不得我们中间每一位，我们都是在世界上，在这个世界上有很多的财富，有很多权，有很多的很高的地位的人。
Brothers and sisters, truly, I wish all of us we are wealthy and we are successful in our work.
你知道，当你有了这些人所肯定的成就的时候，你如果愿意奉献给神的时候，神的话，你可以为着神的国度做更大的事。
Do you know that if you know how to use what God has given you in His way, how much more you can achieve?
你知道神的旨意是什么吗
？Do you know what God's will is?
他要我们照顾这些孤儿寡妇。
He wants us to look after the orphans and the widows.
他盼望我们成为圣洁。
He wants us to be holy.
他为了要我们能够顾到神家里神国度的需要。
And he wants us to know of what is needed in the kingdom of God.
这个世代需要有一些成功的企业家，有好的政治家来为着神的国度摆上。
In this time and life, we do need successful businessmen and politicians, but to work with God.
弟兄姊妹们，不要把这个追求世上的事情就停留在我和我的家的身上。
Please do not let this trap us just into us and our family only.
我们要有国度的眼光来看。
We need to have the eyes for the kingdom of God.
要胜过爱世界和爱世界上的事，就是要你这个眼光要有天上的眼光，你知道你是为神而活，为神而做。
We have to overcome this because we know we are looking upward and we know what we are doing.
如果我们只是追求短暂的满足，我们失去了神就我们的意义。
If we only seek our temporary satisfaction, we does not truly appreciate the salvation God has given us.
昨天我们早上在跟林弟兄在一起追求读书的时候，
Yesterday morning when we were studying with Brother Lin,
他有一个感慨，
and he has said something.
他说的很严肃，
and he was rather serious.
你们认识林弟兄的话，你们知道他这个人。因为年纪也这么大了，也看得过很多场面了，所以他讲话很，有时候不会很明显的表达他对一些事情的痛恨或者怎么样来批评。
If you have known Brother Lin and at his age and his experience, you know how sometimes he handles things that he is not in agreement with.
可是他昨天我这不是第一次听到他这样讲。
But yesterday he said something, not the first time I have heard it.
他说在他服侍主这么多年的日子里面，
And he said in the years of serving God,
他看到了接触到了许多的人不同的家庭，
he has been in contact with many people, many families.
他看到了许多人把全部的精力摆在追求这个世界上的满足，
And he has seen that people put all their energy to seek after the worldly satisfaction.
一点都没有那个天上的眼光。
And they do not have the eyes that they need to have for.
他看到了太多家庭的悲剧、个人的悲剧、失败，他心里面有一个深深的叹息。
And he see the tragedies in personal life, in family, and in the society. He grieves.
他说的话是这样的。
He said this.
我想英文不太好翻。
I'll try.
他说如果你的眼光一天就是想赚满足这个地上的这个需要的话，
If your eyes are only focused on the earthly things constantly，
他说这些人的脑袋是被狗吃掉，
And these people are just like animals。
弟兄姊妹，真的是这样。
And it is true。
我一回来，
When I return，
我这几天，
These few days，
也接到了一些需要求帮助的电话，
And I have received phone calls requesting help.
有的甚至不是从我们在我们中间聚会的，
Some are not among us.
可是我心里面有一些叹息，
But I feel sad.
有许多人会落到今天这样子的地步，
And a lot of us, we have fallen into the trap.
他们以为追求地上的财富名利可以解决他们家里面的问题。
They think that being wealthy and being successful can solve the problems of their family.
就夫妻越忙的时候，到时候问题发生的时候，他们什么时候发生，他们都不知道。
And because of the husband and wife, they were so busy. When things happen, they don't even know when it happened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是神尊贵的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们的心若不思念天上的事。
If we don't think of the kingdom of God in heaven,
我们专以地上的事为念的话，
If we are so focused on the earthly things,
我们也成了十字架的仇敌，
And we become enemies of the Christ.
因为神的旨意不能在我们身上成就，
Because his will cannot be accomplished.
我再说一遍，
One more time.
在地上有成就有财富不是坏事。
If you are wealthy and you are accomplished in the world, it is not a bad thing.
可是如果那个只是为了你自己的话，那是一个很可怕的事。
But if it's only for yourself, it is very frightening.
因为它带来的后果远远超过你想象的。
Because the consequences that they bring will be way over your imagination.
可是你如果把它都奉献给神的话，
But if you offer that all to God,
你想到神家里的需要，
If you think of what God's family,
想到有许多贫苦软弱的人，
and when you think of the poor and the weak,
你用着神给你的恩赐，你可以做更大的事。
please use God's provision for you and you can achieve greatly.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们来感谢你。
Dear Lord, we come to thank you.
因为你给我们的生命是那个远远胜过亚当的生命。
Because the life you gave us is way greater than Adam's life.
求你让我们不要满足于地上的生活。
Please help us not to be happy and be satisfied with our earthly life.
把那个老鹰的那个眼光给我们。
Please give us the eyes of the eagle.
让我们常常知道我们活着的目的是什么。
And let us know that what is the purpose of our life.
让我们中间的这我们能够赚钱、能够努力、有成就的人是为你而活。
For all those who can make money, who are successful, they live for you.
而不是只停留在我的身上。
But not stop by themselves.
我们这样感谢祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.